This is Lori Koppelman. Thank you for joining us for the Clutter Chronicles podcast, One Woman's Journey Through Stuff. This is a serial podcast about a recovering hoarder named Mary, who lets me ask her anything I want about her struggle. She is honest and brave every single conversation. Mary is sharing her story in the hope that it will help others, so please help us get the word out. As we all know, nothing beats a personal recommendation. You can also support our efforts by becoming a patron of the show on a website called patreon.com. Once there, search for Clutter Chronicles and you can see the levels of support you can choose from. I am so grateful to our patrons. And if you're a new listener, I encourage you to start at the beginning to hear the whole story. We'll be right here when you get caught up. Last time we talked, over 4 months ago, Mary had finally found a place for praying and reading in her home. In today's conversation, I was curious about Mary's progress on several fronts, including that reading chair and her command center. Did these new ideas stick? Welcome back, Mary.
Thanks, Lori.
We were just giggling before we started that we're out of sync.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been months since we've talked, and we're all futzing around trying to get our settings and our notes and such ready to go here. And I'm turning my head instead of looking at you. Oh. So, hi.
Hello.
Glad to have you here. And I've got a list of questions I want to start us out off.
Okay.
Off with, and I'm sure you have things that you want to say that I have no idea what's been going on, because as we've said before, every now and then we text in between recording sessions, but I'm really greedy and I want to keep the content for our discussions so I stay curious and not know what's been going on with you. So I really don't know what's been going on with you over these last few months. But what I did since the last time we recorded, about 4 months ago, we did three sessions, which we typically do because we have a lot to say and we want to grab it while we can because it's hard for us to get together. I reviewed the notes because I always kind of sort of transcribe the notes for myself so I remember what we've talked about. And did my homework. I know I've shown up sometimes on this podcast and said, I have no idea what we talked about last time, and that's been very embarrassing. So I did my homework, and a lot of things that I wanted to check in on you with. So that's how I'm going to start.
Oh, okay.
And then as you have other things to say, and we look at the time and see if we're blathering on too long for an episode, we'll stop and we'll come back. But
okay.
In the last sessions, the last time we spoke, you had jumped on the learn, do, become effort and were setting up a command central, I don't know what they call it. I'm confused by that language, but something that puts all your stuff kind of in one place. Mm-hmm. So that was something you had been just underway a month or so, or few months maybe. I don't remember that timing exactly. And so that's one of the things I want to check on. Is that a good place for us to start?
Sure.
So are you still working with the command center?
I am in theory. it is something that I haven't been able to give enough time to, which is ironic because it's supposed to give me time.
Mm-hmm.
What I ultimately did is any kind of command center I had, I dismantled.
Okay.
Like, I got rid of one of my desks, and it was just, there's just this momentum to let go that is different from what they're approaching. The whole thought with the learn, do, become is to kind of have everything come through the command center, like either a task list or a plan of action. But I'm, as typical Mary, I am just taking that as a leap pad, and I'm just running with it. Did it stop recording? Oh. You know, this is really important. You got to get every word. So it's something that I have not been able to focus on. But what I did learn in the times that I've come back to it, I've applied.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like an inspiration, but I know there's so much more. So I have used it, but I haven't used it properly or fully.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you were using something and then, oh, wait, I found a better way to use this. And then I got rid of that. Mm-hmm. And to me, it seemed like as long as you're getting rid of stuff and finding a better fit and finding a better way, it doesn't matter if you're applying their exact principles to right. something, because in that process, you got rid of a shabby chic little desk table
right.
thing
right.
that you had been settling for because you were trying to set this thing up and you were willing to let something go like that. So right. to me, so what, right? It's a victory if you're getting rid of things that no longer suit you. But how you were saying that was that process, that method was helping keep your anxiety at bay. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like without using those tools, you've still been able to keep your anxiety at bay?
I'll tell you, it's kind of like, I'm trying to come up with an analogy. It's like they themselves, their progress, their program, if you adhered to it, would keep you calm, cool, and collected. Like it would give you the vision of what you have, like an overview of everything that's coming at you. You'd be able to calm down about it. You'd have it dumped out of your head on paper. You'd have a plan of how to attack. But another side note is it helps you become unstuck. And that's where my problem has been stuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what this whole podcast is about. And I think there's something inside me where when I get unstuck, I just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the back of my mind that I want to do. It's not a woulda, shoulda, coulda. It's not a darn it, Mary, you just never finish anything. It's kind of something I'm aspiring to be able to do. But meanwhile, because of their way of approaching things, it's like I just dipped my toe in it and it just opened up a world for
right,
me.
Right.
So it's something that I would say I hardly even use the program and it's already helped me.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. Sometimes you just need the thing that gets you unstuck and it's an inspiring whatever.
Right.
In this case, a method of looking at your bills, and then it inspires you so much that you don't need to actually do it.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because it's like maybe what I was stuck about is my thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they mm-hmm. streamlined my thoughts. And it was like, oh my gosh, it's already figured out. I don't mm-hmm. need to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have dreams of having like a mini command center in the kitchen. It has to be in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a little cabinet. And I just haven't been able to chisel that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new project to do that. And but I think it has to be right where my life is, and it's usually in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Anything else would be like a second command center. It's not like I couldn't have one in an office per se, but it's just kind of you need it. And what's interesting is once you've learned something, you can't unlearn it. And so I might be thinking I'm getting these great ideas, but you could probably trace them back to their their mm-hmm. program.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to maintain order with the mail coming in.
Right.
I have a process of how to keep it under control and keep at it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that since the mail is the bigger part of this, I'm guessing their process of bills, paperwork, that can get really slogged. People can get really slogged down in paperwork. You're not going to take your mail down to the basement. I mean, that just
right.
doesn't... It's nonsensical.
Right.
You're going to do it where you've just closest to where you've brought it into your house is where that task belongs.
The here and now. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is maybe we've talked about this before, I can't remember, but in my efforts to unlock myself from hoarding, I'm dealing with past.
Mm-hmm.
The future I can't predict, but then the present I can control. Right. Mm-hmm. So the past is kind of an archive of junk I have to deal with. So if I were to take, I mean, quite literally, this would happen. If I were to take what we're currently dealing with today and bring it downstairs, it becomes part of that sludge.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have a problem with that sludge. Who wants to add that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of juggling two worlds where I'm trying to deal with the past, but I also want to act as if that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's hope that that's going to be gone or under control. Meanwhile, what's today is what is most pressing, you know, mm-hmm. because what today is what we have, mm-hmm. kind of mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. So my OCD compulsion is to take anything that looks alike and put it together mm-hmm. and then deal with it. But then what does that do? It just adds it all to the mess and the sludge. Mm-hmm. So I've had the courage to set aside my OCD and do what people who don't have it have forged ahead
right.
with.
Right.
So, and it brings clarity.
So you're bringing the mail in and mm-hmm. you're dealing with recycling and garbage, what you would maybe normally not have considered garbage before, you can see now is like, don't need that. That's
right.
Not necessary. Recycle.
Right.
Oops, here's a bill. Put that in my spot. And then you find a time to do your bills and
right.
deal with it.
I have the back burner and the front burner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the front burner, of course, is most important. But then I can chisel out a specific day to do back burner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yay, it is.
Yay.
Cool.
That's great. That's good news. So. Yeah. Your version of a command center and the process of it is happening.
Right.
Whether it looks like something you could put in Real Simple magazine, who cares, right?
Right. No one would be impressed.
And you know that, I think that's such a big hurdle to get over for people who have aesthetic sensibilities, is that it has to look a certain way before you want
right.
to do it. And that can go into getting the workout clothes when you're trying to start a workout regime.
Right.
Have perfect matching cute file folders before you start filing. And that's just a stupid barrier.
Right.
And to just get over that and then just do.
Right.
And then maybe you'll get cute workout clothes
up.
Or
right.
maybe you'll get some file folders. But until you're doing it, it's nonsensical
right.
to have that need ahead of the do.
Right.
So.
It's if you're doing the preparing for it, then you're just playing with the idea of actually doing it.
and maybe you have to do some of that to get your brain ready,
right.
but I think it's another form of stalling.
Right.
If you're really on to yourself, it's
right.
just another form of stalling.
Right.
And we're kind of tired of stalling.
Right. I'm a overachiever in that area.
Yeah, I just started working out somewhere, and the first thing I thought of was, I need new workout clothes.
Yeah.
Like, no, you've got stuff. Just go. Just
right.
just make going the thing
right.
you do, rather than needing to research what kind of clothing and shop
right.
here and shop there and what fits and what do I like and what kind of tops. And I could
right.
have gone down that rabbit hole.
Yep.
And thankfully, I didn't. And I look like nothing special at the gym. But actually, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? No one cares.
Right.
If I care, that's my
right.
problem. Right.
Right.
Cool. Good. Yay. So the other thing was you had your dad's library table in your truck sitting in my driveway
oh,
when
my
you
gosh.
Were here. And you were going to take that home since
right.
you'd gotten rid of the shabby chic cutesy
mm-hmm.
little girly desk.
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to see if that would work in your office.
I completely
what
forgot about that.
What happened with that?
So I took that down. I took it downstairs and I started my command center
in the basement.
Yep. And then a whole bunch of other things happened, and it is there. It is like the beginning of a thought, and it's been kind of at that beginning of a thought ever since. It's I don't know any other way than to think it was probably another launch pad.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, that's just, I'm learning that these unfinished tasks are actually little bits that have helped unstick me.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what it took, it's been profound.
Okay.
So
what
I'm
did
okay
it
with that.
Sticky with?
Well, so I've been thinking about how to present all this because there's an order to it.
Okay.
So
do we want to save that?
Yes, probably.
Okay. So let's save that and we'll come back to, let's see. I have a little list here. Oh, another thing that you said was that you were going to start doing this get rid of 10 things for every new thing you by, mm-hmm. and you had looked at some wardrobe replacements. You mm-hmm. were ordering some things online. It turns out they were junk and you didn't like them, but you said it was the first time you'd intentionally shopped.
Right.
Didn't turn out that that worked, but you had, in the meantime, decided that you were going to get rid of 10 things.
Right.
For every one thing that you yep. got, which I think, I've always thought is the thing that makes magazine articles sound good, but who can do it? Who mm-hmm. actually does it? I know mm-hmm. I don't. I never have been able to do that. I've never thought about that. It's just like a great magazine article title. Mm-hmm. So, does that work for you? Have it you been doing that?
Yes, it propels me.
Whoa! Okay, tell me.
It makes you think about what you're bringing in. Do you have 10 things that you can let go of or that you're willing to let go of? It's because it kind of shines the light. I just bought this thing, which actually is bringing more into the house. The only way to make room for that is 10 things out because of my circumstance.
Okay, so you're at the store and mm-hmm. you are literally thinking, if mm-hmm. I buy this, what 10 things can mm-hmm. I get rid of? Mm-hmm. Not, I've bought it, now what do I do?
Right.
You're
using it
in the moment of right. shopping.
Right.
Okay, that's cool.
And it helped me put things back on the shelf. Like, I'm not going to buy that because I don't know if I can come up with 10 things. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like I've made this pact with myself, and I can't betray it.
Mm, mm.
And it's interesting because there's been some experiences where I've brought stuff to my friend's store and I'm donating it, but then she found some things that she really thought I should wear, like that would improve my wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And so I'm quite literally counting the items that I'm giving her so I can buy that item. Mm-hmm. So I was like, although I'm paying for it, I'm also bartering.
Yeah.
So in order for me to get that shirt, I gave her 10 items.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's in the midst of my new approach of letting go in general. So it kind of, both approaches are kind of complementing each other.
Yeah, yeah. You're not bringing in as much mm-hmm. because it's breaking a pact. Love that. And you're getting rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm amazed because I've never actually heard anyone work with that successfully.
I bought some things and I came home and I was mad that I bought some things because I felt like I fell off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through my closet and said, I had bought 10 things.
Oof. So tell me what qualifies. It's certainly not groceries and household, like, soap.
Right.
Where does the line start? Tea towel. Okay, is that a need? Is it a want? Like, how are you defining what starts to count as 10 things?
Well, in this case, it was like a fury of me being angry that I found 10 things and that I can't have these 10 things because I have 100 things I have to get rid of now. Mm-hmm. And kind of a desperation of, oh my gosh, am I slipping? And so I opened up my closet and I just said, anything in this closet that I am not wearing isn't right, doesn't make me happy, I don't know why I keep, is out. And so nothing was sacred. I went through, started pulling some shirts, and I never wear turtlenecks. I don't know why I have turtlenecks. I was pulling them and I was counting them. Okay, I got 20. I got to keep going. Mm-hmm. What else? And there was this kind of momentum and fear. It was really a fear. Am I ever going to get out of this? Not at this rate. Not if I buy 10 more items when I haven't gotten rid of enough. And fear of my husband losing hope in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very close to having a kind of a relapse breakdown, like, I'm never going to get out of this. And so I opened up my prized possessions of scarves. I've been going through socks. So all of that counts. And I know it sounds weird that a pair of socks would qualify as an item that, you know, of the 10 to match up to the shirt, but it takes up space.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes up space in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So for every pair of socks I have of all these different colors, those are a decision to make. Do I wear red or do I wear white? You know, and what's interesting about that also is I streamlined to the point where all I was wearing was black and white. So I'm in this new mode of trying to be colorful and, you know, recognizing from the preschoolers that your shoes don't always have to match your outfit. So that actually makes more decisions, makes it more complicated, and I'm trying to simplify.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did is used that fear. I grasped onto it and I said, how can I apply this to good, to like make amends? So, and it's not that I can't have new stuff. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that I'm in this situation and I'm afraid I'm never going to get out of it. So I wasn't really shaming myself. I was just disappointed that I wasn't further than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so my husband comes home and I had piles and piles of groups of 10 on the bed. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. You know, this is all going. And what happened is then I got inspired to make an appointment for consignment, which does the final leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I want to just give this away, but maybe I can push myself. And that's a whole other story we can talk about. But what's interesting is it's pushing through the anxiety that's being provoked by fear of relapsing. And it's also giving me empowerment. I can let go of things that I like because I like this better.
Mm-hmm.
This one is closer to what I would like to be wearing. These obviously haven't been working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or an option would be to return that original item. You know, how much do I really want that? Is it worth 10? Something's got to go.
Yeah. Wow. Yay.
It is.
Oh, that's super, super cool. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, I definitely want to come back to the how did that all turn out?
Right.
Did 100 things come out your door? And we'll come back to that.
Okay.
And I know there's something else about that. I'm going to come back to that on a different time because that's probably a long story. But the reading chair, the reading prayer chair emerged out of our last.
You're catching me on all my faults.
Oh, no.
I like it better when you're not so diligent. You let me pass.
Hey, Mary. How's it going? What's new?
Awesome.
Oh, that's because
there's pillows on that chair right now as we speak.
So tell us what happened, because you were a month
I was so excited
in,
yeah.
I think that's I do
right.
remember that timing. You were a month in with using that chair.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning you were carving out time before you needed to get up, so you mm-hmm. felt like it wasn't taking up your day, which, by the way, I think if prayer meditation helps you, it's, you know, it doesn't need to
yes.
come earlier than your day, but obviously if you have places to go and such, you have to find a way to make it work.
Right.
However, that isn't always your morning.
Right.
You don't have a job that you're going to at 8 in the morning mm-hmm. every day. So anyway, that worked for how long, would you say? Or what happened? Or
I swear it's these launch pads. So
okay.
that became such a inspiration that I achieved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do leave the house most days by 8 o'clock. And so my time.
Okay, so.
It's like once that happens, it's like the race is on.
Okay.
And how do you slow down? So the only time that is consistently calm is the early morning. I have been praying in the morning. I just haven't been using the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to use the chair. And it's just, it's kind of like there's the calm when I've put everything away. And then there's the chaos when I'm making progress. And I've been making so much progress that there's chaos everywhere. And I'm to the point where I'm ready for the calm again. It's just this back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the chair I've laughed at because it's just like two pillows and not piles like I had before. And it's waiting. It's calling me. Mm. And it really is a deal breaker. But I think this is a good example of we know it's good for us, but we still don't do it. Mm. And I know that was a game changer. Just sitting in the chair marked my intention.
Mm-hmm.
I think my tendency to get involved in so many things and then just panic, fall into bed, get up in the morning, start over has been what's kind of the momentum that's carried me away from that. But it's also in the winter times, my ability to leap out of bed isn't the same as in the spring when my dog is looking at me going, let's go for a walk. Mm-hmm. It's that battle of getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have days where I'm better. And I've resat in it, even in the middle of the day, because I'm like, I got to just be there.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it hasn't been a consistent appointment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very human. We play at starting things for a long time.
Right, yes. And I have come to realize that sometimes I'm just keenly aware of playing at the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the beginning of something that once it becomes a habit, I'll be like, when did I not do this?
Right.
But I'm at such an early phase, I'm just aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Were you praying before the chair?
Yes.
Okay, so your praying hasn't changed.
Right.
Because of setting the chair up.
Right.
You were doing it before and you're still doing it now.
Yep.
So you're doing the thing that's important to you.
Right.
It sounds like. Maybe not the reading. I don't know. We didn't talk about the reading part.
I would like to be able to read at home and just relax. And that chair represents me. Mm-hmm. In the middle, even if it's in the most chaotic day, my dream is to be able to sit myself down and just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't perfected that because it's just, I don't have time to do that. I got to do this. Got to mm-hmm. do that. Always mm-hmm. reacting. So
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a horrible time manager. I will own that.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of people have trouble with that and waste time. When you know all the time people sink into social media, that if mm-hmm. you were really aware of that, how else could you use it? And I know you've put yourself on a social media diet. Maybe that'll be my last little question because we've already talked.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a half an hour. Are you still doing the no social media from, what was it, 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
I am doing my best, although with all the crap going on in the world, if I wake up in the middle and I'm like, what happened? But I'm generally not posting. I'm just more like reading.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for the longest time, and it really changed things.
Hmm.
Because you're supposed to quiet your mind when you're going to bed, and mm-hmm. to have this stuff happening in your head before you go to bed gives you weird, you know, dreams, gives you relaxation. It's funny because I keep getting these little notices on my phone of how many minutes I've spent on the screen, and I'm like, holy crap.
I know. It's shocking.
It is.
How fast 15 minutes goes.
Right.
Can't believe it.
Now, if you're at a job where you can't use your phone or whatever, which I've been at, where you have to just tuck the phone away and forget it, you've survived it. The
life
world
goes
didn't
on.
Come to an end.
Yep.
And there's been some days where I've been so busy, I haven't had any time to look at the phone. And in a way, even though I'm busier and too busy to look at the phone, I feel freer because I'm not looking at the
mm-hmm,
phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I have challenged myself, like when I feel the real urge to check the phone, to not check the phone,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Good. Good. Well, got caught up on some little straggler things I wanted to ask you about.
No, gold stars on any of that.
No, yes, there are. The 10 items.
Yes.
For everything you buy.
But it's just so funny because I'll hear these reviews and I'm like, did I really say that?
Oh, darn.
Caught me on a good day.
No, you're male. You're dealing with your mail mm-hmm. every day. So you get some gold
stars.
I'm
in major reconstruction. So nothing sacred of that. Everything is suspect to be changed. But there are days where, like, I can visualize myself when I was walking to open a door thinking, am I the same person opening this door? It's been quite a trip.
Well, I look forward to catching up more.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
And that ends today's chronicle. I love that Mary made a pact with herself about getting rid of 10 things for everyone she brought into her home. And more importantly, she kept it. How many times do we have resolve that really ends up being a wishful thinking song and dance? You can see her self-esteem strengthening. Thanks so much to my brother Michael Koppelman for sharing his gorgeous music. And thanks to you, our listeners, who are cheering Mary on. We love hearing from you, whether on Facebook or by writing a review of our show. Stay tuned to find out what happens next on Clutter Chronicles.